We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's a Tuesday afternoon. Some of you might be in some rain right now. Some really heavy rain swept through downtown New Orleans a little while ago. But so far, it is cloudy outside right now. But again, if you're in the rain, be sure and drive carefully. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. A lot to talk about this afternoon, including research at Tulane University indicates that the infectious COVID virus can remain in the air for 16 hours. Really, I know. Is there any good news to tell us? Also, we're talking about what is meant by the term Karen. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I've seen this pop up recently, and it's just come up recently in social media and on the text messages here at the station. So apparently it's been around for a while, but it's really ramped up in popularity. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Also, has the coronavirus and everything that's gone along with this pandemic, has this affected your relationship? Has it been positive? Has it been negative? Anyway, we're going to get to that coming up. Brian Dodge is president of the Retail Industry Leaders Association, and he said that one of the problems is different rules concerning masks when it goes state to state.
The problem is when there is an absence of clarity around what the obligations are for everybody, and that comes, frankly, from the governors themselves. They need to set these clear rules.
All right, so here's what Dodge would like to see happen in all 50 states.
So we want customers to recognize the importance of wearing a mask, and we want governors to require it so that there's no ambiguity from state to state around what the expectations are of customers.
And Brian Dodge also talks about retail employees dealing with the police and confronting people.
Frontline retail employees cannot be law enforcement, and it puts them in this terrible position where they're forced to confront customers who perhaps at points are coming there with the intent to have a confrontation.
And there's a really good video that I saw before the show, mentioned this earlier, of this woman at Walmart, and she's an elderly woman. And this, I think it was Walmart, this employee could not have been nicer to her. The woman was not wearing a mask. Interestingly, she had a mask dangling from her ear, but it was not over her mouth and nose. And when the employee said something about, we need you to wear a mask, I don't remember her exact words, but she could not have been nicer in dealing with this woman, very gentle dealing with her. And the woman refused to wear her mask, refused to put it over her face. And so the employee said, well, maybe you should come back and shop another time. And she didn't say it as sarcastically as I just made it sound. I don't remember exactly how she put it, but she said, maybe you should come back another time. And so she was leading the woman outside, and the woman decides, well, she's just going to sit down right there at Walmart, right beyond the cash register, beyond the cash registers and before the door. And she was just going to sit there. And the employee said, well, can I help you up? Can I help you get outside? And again, this employee could not have been nicer. I mean, she seemed to follow everything perfectly. But this woman was just arrogant, indignant, and wasn't going to wear her mask. Now, I don't know what ultimately happened, because the video ends when somebody from the store comes up and says, can I help you? And so I don't know where it went from there. But this is typical of the way some people think. And we had a caller last hour who talked about respect. And he said, I don't like to wear a mask, but I'm going to wear a mask. And it's just a way of showing respect. If it makes you feel comfortable, why can't – it's almost as if being respectful today is showing a sign of weakness. It's giving up on your territory. To be respectful to somebody else, to respect somebody else's opinion, is like giving up on your territory. Anyway, I describe this woman as a Karen. And I found the definition of Karen before the show. And apparently there's more than one definition. But Karen is described as a middle-aged white woman who projects a sense of entitlement in society. But I think there's more than one definition. Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, has looked into this matter. And did you come up with another definition of Karen?
Yes. So I think you really nailed what most Karens look like, but it failed to kind of capture what some of their typical behaviors are.
Okay.
The typical Karen battle cry is, I'd like to speak to the manager, right? That's always what they want to do. There's a Karen agenda, if you will. It comes in four phases. First, you create a problem. Second, you demand to see the manager, if applicable. Third, you play the victim. Four, you call the police. This is a narrative you see play out in all kinds of typical Karen situations. Not everyone's all the same, but those are typical behaviors that you may observe that might tell you you're dealing with a Karen.
That's interesting. And apparently this is not really new, but I've just seen it the last maybe week or two in text messages to the show.
Karen got really popular as a term, as a sort of catch-all name for these types of people, I think, in the last 8 to 12 months. And I believe it began in earnest with a woman that the internet called Barbecue Becky. If you remember the story, I believe it was in the San Francisco Bay Area. There was a woman who saw a bunch of black people having a barbecue, and she thought that barbecue was illegal, so she called the police on them, and somebody was videoing her while she called the police, and it became this whole viral sensation overnight. And since then, people acting this way in public are always videotaped, and they're always called a Karen. And there's actually a kind of cottage industry. There are Karen fan accounts that do nothing except collect videos of Karens behaving badly in public. Yeah. And I have sort of a problem that I can't stop watching them. And it's not healthy, and I'm not proud of it, and I wish that I wasn't this way. But, man, once you find one of these Karen accounts on Twitter or Instagram that's just an aggregator for people behaving badly in public, it's pretty addicting just to watch these people flipping out in line at Starbucks or at Target or at Dillard's or the grocery store or Costco. I mean, I just can't get enough of these. It's good content.
But you're right, Ian. It does seem to be somebody creating or inviting a problem and then playing the victim and then wanting to talk to the manager and then calling the police.
Yeah, and
so
somewhere
it's
in
really
there, they're going to try and either get somebody fired or bring legal charges against them.
Wow.
For no reason.
Great research on that.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. Senior producer Ian Hoke. Here is a comment that says, now the employee knows how to deal with the police. How the police feel. Here is another text that says, of course she was nice. She seemed nice. The mask cult has always been passive aggressive. The mask cult. So who do you think is a bigger crybaby? This is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Who do you think is a bigger crybaby? Those who wear masks or those who refuse to wear masks? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Let's go to Mandeville. And Chris, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. It's been a while since I talked to you. How you doing, dude?
I'm good.
Scoot, I want to discuss the matter of the Confederacy. Look, dude, let me just say one thing on that. My stepfather, I'm taking care of him. He's sick, and I'm trying to get him back to where he needs to be. Mm-hmm. But anyway, with that being said, Scoot, my stepfather went to Ole Miss, and he taught at Ole Miss. Okay, so he loves his Rebels, and so what I'm saying is, I love my heritage. That's a part of my heritage. That's okay, Scoot. I know you might see things different, but I just don't understand. Okay, why? What I don't understand is why are the the our people, the white people, why are they getting involved? I mean, that's part of history. I mean, General Lee, you got, you know, all these statues around by City Park, and you see what makes me sick and disgusted about that. I mean, my mom told me last night, she said her daddy and my grandmother would be really offended to see all this going on. I mean, I got a statue of an Ole Miss statue that somebody gave to my stepfather in my front yard. That it's like the statue, I mean, the mascot. The rebel guy. Yes. Okay. And so I got that in my front yard. And so I'm proud to be that. And I'm proud to be an American. And I'm proud to be, I'm proud of the Confederate flag. And I'm proud to be a rebel. And all I got to say, Scoot, you're doing one hell of a job. Don't let nobody tell you differently. And dude, you normal, bro. I mean, I'm tired of people and listening to people call you.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool, whatever.
Those kind of people.
It's okay.
No, those, that's not okay. You know, I get offended by that. And if they can't, you know, if they can't call the shots right, and all these other people, you know, Scoot, all I gotta say, you're a wonderful guy. You're a good talk show host. And all I gotta say on that. Now, you can tell me a feedback on that, but now, look, all I got to say is go Saints and go Rebels, and let's just hope, I want peace and love and everybody to get along. That's what we need to get along instead of, you know, getting mad and shooting people. And you know what, Scoot, to make a long story short, I hate, you know, my heart goes out for that 8-year-old girl that happened in Atlanta. I mean, that was a baby, yeah. Scoot. I mean,
yeah,
come on,
a 7-year-old girl died, and a 7-year-old girl was killed in Chicago. And who speaks for them?
I mean,
I'd like to think that many
terrible.
Of us do.
And I pray for the family. And Scoot, you're doing one hell of a job.
Right.
Keep it up, dude, and have a good day.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call very much, and I hope things get better with your stepfather. Do the best you can to take care of him. I'll comment on what Chris said when we come back after this short break. You know, Chris is an example of the way a lot of people feel. But then there's another side of this that sometimes we refuse to even consider. And we've talked about it, but we'll talk about it more coming up in we'll talk about it after this break. I wrote a blog for our website. It's posted at WWL.com. And it answers the question, who cares what Justin Timberlake says? Well, somebody cares. I'll post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page after the show. We'll be right back on WWL. And if you ask this question about a politician, the answer is yes. They would lie to you. I'm Scoot. All right, Tuesday afternoon. I'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But let me talk about what Chris from Mandeville was talking about. His stepfather was a teacher at Ole Miss. And so he has in his front yard the Ole Miss Rebel mascot. You know, the old guy, looks like he works at Kentucky Fried Chicken. That old mascot, the Rebel. And I get this, but I also totally understand how some of these things are offensive to a large segment of our population. A lot of Americans are offended by these symbols. And while you can argue, well, they shouldn't be offended by the symbols, it's not for us to decide. Now, it is true that people today are overly sensitive about too many things. But when you talk about erecting statues and monuments and flying the Confederate flag in modern times, and when you realize what that represented, and when you understand the motive behind putting up these things, and sometimes they were erected at a time when it seemed as if blacks were gaining equal ground, and it was a reminder that whites are still in charge. That's not the right reason to put those symbols up. And so if something is that offensive to somebody, to a large segment of our population, why not say, okay, I can do without it? Let's go ahead and change the things that we can change. And I said, as I said on the show yesterday, that doesn't mean that this is going to change people. People have to change themselves. Just taking down a monument or taking down the Confederate flag, that's not going to change people. You know, people who are racist and love NASCAR, they're not going to stop being racist because they can't fly the Confederate flag. But taking the Confederate flag down, banning the Confederate flag from NASCAR, is a way of showing respect for a large segment of our population. And even though the sport may be dominated by Caucasian men and women, it doesn't mean that we can't be respectful to others. And I love the call we had last hour from a guy who said, hey, you know, I'm okay with being respectful. And during that conversation, it made me think about how we are so territorial with our views and opinions that showing a sign of respect is like giving up our territory. It's like surrendering. It's like showing a sign of weakness. And I don't think it should be seen that way at all. Here is a text that a couple of texts have said that Karen is a derogatory racist term for white females and compares Karen to the N-word for blacks. And I just think that that's just so absurd and ridiculous that it's not even worthy of being commented on. Here's a text that says, what do we call men who act obnoxious, arrogant, and entitled in public? I think we call them a scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 504-260-1870. Our text is 504-260-1870. Before I get back to your calls, Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, who gave us just a great definition of what a Karen is, does answer this. There is a Chad, and a Chad is the male version of a Karen. What is a Chad, Ian?
So I think this is a little bit more of a regional colloquialism. I don't think a lot of people from all over the corner of the country might agree with this assessment. But just now when we were talking about what's the male equivalent of a Karen, I think many people who are experts in the field of Karen would agree that it's probably a Chad. And we get that terminology from people at Mardi Gras who are entitled and arrogant or indignant about space that they take up along the parade route. You may have remembered there's controversy with people like, you know, demarcating spaces along the Endymion parade route in particular that say, this is Chad's area and nobody else can be in here. Yeah. And even though the city says you're not allowed to do that, and if you're setting up 4 or 5 days before the parade, we're going to come and we're going to take away your ladder, or we're going to take away your sofa and all that stuff. But the Chads still have this sense of entitlement, this arrogant, indignant attitude that they were there first, and if they can prove that, you know, I spray painted this area out, then nobody else can be in my square, and nobody else can be between myself and the parade. That sort of attitude is a Chad, yeah.
Yeah, they're really taking territory that they don't own anyway.
That's exactly right. It's this entitlement mentality where they think, hey, if it's Monday afternoon before Endymion and I'm out here and I put down a couple lawn chairs and maybe bring out a cooler, then this is my spot. It doesn't work that way, Chad. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry you wasted 6 days preparing for the parade, but that ain't it, homie.
Just so everybody knows that this was a big problem in Portland, and I remember talking about this on the air, very, very controversial topic, because people before the Rose Parade, people would stake out territory.
Uh-huh.
And so what I did was I had my producer go out live on the air and go move around all the chairs and stuff. So, like, take somebody's stuff and move it, like, 3 blocks down.
You.
And then move somebody's across the street and down
goodness.
The street. Oh, yeah. That had to be a little bit chaotic. I'm not proud of that moment. But
great.
All right. Thank you for that, Ian.
Anytime.
Let's go to Slidell. And, George, you're on WWL. Hey, George.
How you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Thanks for hanging on.
Great patience. Let me just say one thing. I know Karen has a lot of meanings, a lot of definitions. One your producer said is correct, but there's some derogatory ones I was not going to. But there's a lot of meanings, and Chaz had the way to use it. Actually, they use Jeff for the male version. But let me just say this, and this is the preface. This is the meaning of my call. I'm watching Fox because right now I'm laid off. I'm watching Fox News. I, like I said, I watch all news. I'm not liberal. I'm not conservative. I'm somewhere in between because I believe in personal responsibility and accountability. but I also believe in respect. But the one thing I'm perturbed with is that when I see these young kids tearing down statues, there's a better way of going about it. There's a voting process, a democracy process. You can vote on it, or you can have important common sense and discussion and realize, let's do it the right way. If it's degrading, if it's racist, as some people think, what happened in the 1700s, 1800s, excuse me, and then also in the 1700s and in the Civil War, slavery was totally disrespectful, was totally beyond comprehension. But guess what? It's a part of our history, and you have to acknowledge it. You don't change it. But put that in a historical presence. Make the young kids nowadays learn about the history of civics, geography, and realize this is what took place then. We're in a different times now, but let me just say this. But it comes down to one thing. You have to have your parents have to have accountability and responsibility and teach you right from wrong. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that you have to have core values. I don't see that in a lot of kids. I went to the store today. You were talking about Walmart. Let me give a suggestion to the woman. Don't go to Walmart. Go to a store, pay a little bit more money. They treat you better. The customer service is better. I'm telling you,
folks. Well, I go to Walmart, and I'm treated fine at Walmart. I don't think you can just say that Walmart doesn't treat people fairly.
Well, I don't say that in general, but I'm just telling you, it's a better experience if you pay a little bit more money. I mean, I've seen it. Listen to me. I was a manager of a grocery store way back in the day. I mean, it's just the way things are. Maybe not where you're at, but where I'm at, it's a little different. But I'm just saying, overall, I'm not saying they're bad employees, but it's just different. It's not like it was back in the 70s and 80s. I don't see the accountability anymore in the grocery stores. I don't see the respect. I don't see the customer service. It's changed in a lot of ways. And you know that. You see it every day when you go to a convenience store, you go to a retail store. But let me get to the customer call, though, because it's very important. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
There is racism, but guess what? There's not systemic racism, as people say. It's a false narrative. I don't know if you watch Fox News. I watch both. Like I said, I watch Anderson Cooper. I watch the other young man, the governor of New York's brother, was totally disrespectful and off the wall. But they have an agenda. Let me tell you why. Black-on-black crime happens every day. Like the young lady said a little while ago, look how many people are murdered in Chicago every day. Look how many people are murdered right now in New York because you got what's called you're trying to defund the police. When you cannot defund any police force. Saw there's some bad apples scooped, but guess what? It's a small minute. But they seem to glamorize that, sensationalize that, and put that on the news. Did you see a black man killing a white man ever on the news? No. Did you see a young lady, the older couple that was murdered, going to their son's grave? No, you don't see that. But what they do, they show the one police. And don't get me wrong, it's wrong now. Take it in context. It's wrong what they did to George Floyd. Trust me. It was disrespectful. He should rot in hell for that. He should be, go to the court of law and have the death penalty. But let me say this. That's 300 million people. That's a small token that happens every day. Sure, there's some bad cops. But guess what? Who hired that cop?
Well, George, I talk about this quite often, and this is what the media takes the story that is going to be the most sensational story. When you talk about people in New York being shot over defunding the police, people are talking about defunding the police, but that's not why people are getting shot in New York and around the country. And I want to say this. You called the show yesterday, and there was a time that I kind of mocked your excitement and your passion, and I want to apologize to you for that.
Well, that's fine because I do talk fast. I went to Brother Money High School.
I kind of mocked it, and I felt badly about that afterwards. So I'm glad you called back today, so I got to apologize.
It didn't bother me. Out of respect, it didn't bother me. Look, I went to school in New Orleans. I grew up poor, but guess what? I made something out of myself. I have two cousins that are lawyers. I went to Jesuit High School in New Orleans. And guess what? It didn't bother me. I got thick skin. But what I want to get to is that we all need to, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, I have black friends, white friends, Hispanic friends. They all say the same thing. It's about having Jesus in your life. It's about accountability and responsibility. It's how you're brought up. You have to have morals and ethics. You have to have respect for everyone. And this is the bottom line. The education system in Louisiana is wrong. You should have school choice. Look at the system. Case in point, for the last 40 years. What is the system? Look at the education system. You send these kids to preschool. You send them to high school. Sure, some kids grow up to be lawyers and doctors, but the majority of them fall through the cracks. I'm not saying you have to go to
a lot of them fall through the cracks because they're allowed to drop out. I mean, kids don't go to school and in some cases their parents don't make them go to school. George, I have to move on. I love your passion and I do appreciate your call. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Our number is 504-260-1870. And I'm so glad that I had a chance at the very beginning of the show. I wanted to find time to work in this phrase, powerless victims of media manipulation. And we actually did it in the first hour, got it in, because it's an accurate statement, because quite often people become powerless victims of media manipulation. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, there's a lot of hate out there, and it seems as if President Trump has decided that his campaign strategy is going to be to create this this hate for a big segment of the population, not just blacks, but liberals. And it's really the Southern strategy that was been part of politics since Richard Nixon days. And it's creating this irrational fear that somebody's going to take your job, going to take your money, going to take your life, going to take your wife or whatever. By the way, we have another text-off coming up at about 2:50, so in just a few minutes we'll do a text-off. We play an original and a cover, not necessarily in that order. And you, the audience, you get to decide which is better, the original or the cover. And last week, the cover won, and we'll play that going into the break coming up here in just a few minutes. But this is another example. I did not know that this cover was not the original. I thought the cover was the original, and it wasn't. So we've got that coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Kenner. And Michelle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
I was listening to your Karen. I'm a middle-aged white woman.
Okay.
And I do know some of the white women that you're talking about, and it's very irritating. But even worse than that is during things like the Essence Festival, when white women, black women and black men do not give tips and complain way worse than the middle-aged white women. And so, and we know that because hardly any of the people want to work. And that's what I have to say about that.
Well, I know. I see. I mean, I live downtown. You live in Kenner, so I'm down here when there's Essence Fest going on, and I see a lot of people working and a lot of businesses are open. I understand what you're saying, and I can't answer the question as to why there seems to be a difference when it comes to certain things. But a lot of people work, and a lot of people want to work, and I see Essence Fest every year, except this year. Of course.
No, I'm talking about the waiters and waitresses.
Well, that's what I know. That's what you're talking. I know that's what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know that's what you're talking about. Here's the point. Why are you keeping score? If that happens, that happens on its own. That has nothing to do with the fact that there are not white women that are jokingly called Karen because they fit a stereotype. Don't deny one because the other exists, you know? So I don't know why we have to say, okay, there's some bad here, but there's also bad. Well, we know there's bad everywhere.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying when it comes to the Athens Festival and times like that,
you don't even live here. I mean, you live in Kenner. What do you care? You're not part of it.
Well, I mean, just because I live in Kenner, people and
but do you come down to Essence Fest? Do you come to Essence Fest?
I know a lot of people that work at the restaurants at the Essence Fest, and they
I just thought you said nobody wants to work.
Right, the people who work at the restaurants at the Essence Fest don't want to work because they don't get tips and they don't.
I have heard this, and that's part of the, I guess that's part of that business. You know, you never know who's a good tipper. I've heard that there are people who look like they have a lot of money and they're terrible tippers. So, you know, when you're in that business, you're gonna run into people who don't tip very well. I don't know because I've never been in the service industry in New Orleans during Essence Fest, but I've heard stories, but don't worry about it.
I understand. I was just, you were calling the Nancy, and I do get that about that, but I was just commenting on
all right,
about
all
that.
Right. All right. All right, Michelle.
I'm a white middle-aged.
Okay, well, you know what? If it doesn't fit you, then don't take it personally. If people describe talk show hosts as a bunch of arrogant conservative a-holes, I don't take offense because that's not me. So if we talk about a middle-aged white woman and it's not you, then don't worry about it. But there are middle-aged white women that do that. So don't take it personally.
No, I don't take it personally. It just made me think of that when they said that about the middle-aged white women.
All right, Michelle, glad you had a chance to express your opinion. From Traverse City, Michigan, Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We listen to you through radio.com and love staying in touch with New Orleans. Grew up in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and then started a career that took us all over the world. And I just thought I would offer a perspective that had not hit me until we lived in Switzerland. And that is that on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is everything about me, my rights, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it, versus the other end of 10 being for the greater societal good, our observation is that the Swiss, for example, are more like a 7 or an 8. You know, we give up our individual rights. We follow the rules because it's greater societal good. And our experience has been the U.S., and, of course, the regional differences, tends to be a 2 or a 3. And, you know, if what I do, and an example we had happened, you would never touch your grass, wash your car, use power tools on a Sunday because your neighbors are out and enjoying their backyards. And we get back to the States, and we're having a big barbecue with friends, and the guy next behind us decided he was going to use his weed whacker. And the heck with you, you know, because I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And
you know, we're not the most we're not the most courteous population in the world.
Yeah, and you know, this mask thing, it's my right is what's important, not what's good for society.
Right.
So I just thought I'd offer that as an observation for what it's worth, and just how we love listening to you guys.
I appreciate that, Steve, and thank you for joining us from Michigan on radio.com. I appreciate that very much, and you call us anytime.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. I want to mention, and we'll talk more about this in another day, but we're talking about responsibility, and I want to mention that all of these young people who are in the streets protesting, and I'm not talking about the rioters and the looters, because that's just, I don't even consider that to be, well, it's part of the protest, but I'm not even recognizing that as part of the protest when I talk about these protesters. I'm talking about the people who are exercising their legal right to protest in America. If you don't vote, the protests don't really matter that much. They might matter a little, but the biggest thing you can do is vote. And so don't go out on the street because it's fun for you to display this great emotion and this great passion for an issue, but then you don't even go vote. And if you want politicians to pay attention to you, then you have to vote. And the reason that seniors get so much attention from politicians is because they vote in very large numbers. So if young people, if millennials, if Gen X, if baby boomers, if everybody would vote in larger numbers, you would start to get more attention from the politicians. But if you really are true to your cause, and this is my criticism of Colin Kaepernick, here's a guy who's trying to talk about social injustice, and the guy wasn't even registered to vote. And when I found, when I did a little research, when I found that out, he lost credibility to me. So if you're protesting, get out there and vote. Last week in the Text Off, the cover, Talking Heads, Take Me to the River, was the winner over Al Green, Take Me to the River. A lot of people didn't know that Al Green and somebody else had done Take Me to the River. But the cover last week was the winner. Who will be the winner this week? The Text Off is coming up next on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.